Let's talk to Sue, who sent us a text, and we got back to Sue. Sue, what's your story? Good morning.
Oh, hi, Nikki. Nikki, I've been on before. I was Grace back in November when I came on, actually. But just to say that, yeah, I was, I'm a victim of childhood incest, and I was abused from an early age.
I remember you told us your story. I remember. And
yes,
it was horrific. And I remember, it was a family member.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah. An extended family member. It was just really the grooming process. People don't get it. Predators aren't necessarily men in dirty raincoats that look sinister. The person abused me that was an upright pillar of society, very kind, very gentle. He was, if you like, he parented me because my mother wasn't capable of doing that. So I was vulnerable and I was needy. And so he was there. And he took advantage in that way, and to the extent that it was a relationship, and I felt complicit. And I had to tell myself I'm not complicit. It wasn't my fault. But it feels like that still. And that's what it's like. That's what grooming is like. And other people in the family, they wouldn't know. And so I know of people who it's really hard to tell. To tell anyone because it implodes the family, other family members. It has a huge impact. And family members can actually, they don't believe the victim. They don't believe their own daughter.
How do you feel? Brother. I mean, you must empathize with these women who came forward
yes.
in the Rolf Harris case.
Absolutely. And they're incredibly brave. And I'm really pleased that they've got justice. But how hard must it have been?
His daughter's friend from the age when she was a young teenager.
Yes, yes. And for them to come forward and speak up. And I've had people on Twitter say, oh, I don't believe it. Those people must have been lying. You wouldn't lie. You wouldn't go through the justice system. And you would not do that. You just wouldn't. It's such a hard thing to do. You have to be very strong and courageous to do it. And I'm glad they've got justice. And I'm so glad that there's been an increase in people phoning into the NSPCC, etc., about the abuse that's happened to them, because that's what needs to happen. Because it's to keep quiet and to keep silent. It wrecks your life anyway, but to not speak about it and to not get help or justice either is damaging.
Give us an idea of how it affects you, how you feel for the rest of your life. I mean, you told us that, you know, you had to say to yourself, I'm not complicit. Mm. But you do, and when people tell us these horrific stories, they often talk about guilt.
Yeah, oh yes, guilt, shame. It's very hard.
And those of us who've never been through it think, how can you feel guilty?
You do, because you feel complicit, because as a child, you go along with things. Especially if you're groomed, so you get presents, gifts, you feel loved, etc. That's how it can feel. It makes you feel special, especially if you're vulnerable, you haven't got anything like that. So you feel that guilt and that shame. And it's very hard to cognitively break free of that. And it's like a big shadow, a big cloud, a big shadow, a big lump, a cold lump inside. And it's really hard to shake it off.
Have you had help? Because we heard from that previous caller who put it very strongly that there's not enough help out there. Did that help?
It's expensive.
Did it ease the pain? It's expensive, wasn't
it?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very expensive. I mean, I'm in a position, I'm very fortunate. I have a good job, etc. I also did seek help within my church years ago, which was free. And that was really good. And my faith has helped. That's been an anchor for me. But that's an extra addition. That's a gift. That's a freebie, if you like. But generally, it's very expensive. and the people that need it, that need the help, they haven't got the money because often they're unable to hold down jobs. They have mental illnesses, etc. It's really hard for them.
Thank you so much, Sue. Great. I mean,
okay.
I was going to say, you know, it's really valuable and important that you tell your story, and thank you for telling it again.
And to say, please, if there's anyone out there that has a secret like this and they're holding it and keeping it quiet, please, it's empowering to talk about it. It's helpful to talk about it. Don't bottle it up. Please seek help.
Oh, thank you.